Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This is fun. Your new best friend is ChatGPT.
Yes, I love you, Chacha.
His name's Cha-Cha. Artificial intelligence may seem like a threat to some of you out there, but now it's trying to butter you up by making you feel like a wise old sage.
Oh.
Someone on Threads has figured out that you can type any nonsensical phrase into Google and add the word meaning onto the end, and the AI overview will define it for you as if it's something real.
Oh.
So we've got our own saying sage.
Yeah, it's
right
you.
Here. No, it's you.
Sorry, type in carcass is carcass.
That's not me.
That is you. Hold on. You want me to do this? I'll do it. So am I doing this just on Google, or I'm not using ChatGPT for this?
So here's one. For example, someone made this up. Quote, you can't lick a badger twice.
Oh, goodness.
With meaning. And AI said, the idiom that you can't lick a badger twice means you can't trick or deceive someone a second time after they've been tricked once.
Oh, that sounds actually quite...
It's a warning that if someone has already been deceived, they're unlikely to fall for it again.
Wow. Now it's a thing. You can't lick a badger twice.
So what is that
lick
hair across your ass?
Oh, yeah. Do that one. Hair across your ass. Hair across your ass means that you're upset about something. You're just, it's, something's pissed you off.
Let's see. It says usually means someone is irritated, agitated, or annoyed.
But that's already a thing.
So you're saying we have to come up with nonsensical things that aren't adages.
Someone else wrote, never throw your poodle at a pig. And AI said, this proverb is a humorous way of saying, don't waste good things on someone who won't appreciate them. It might even anger them.
Wow.
Yep, that's what it says.
Wow. So you can just, let's try, never ride your camel after midnight. Do that one.
All right.
Someone tried, you can't eat a beaver.
Oh.
If you don't take out the dam. Google said, an idiom that means you need to address the root cause of a problem before you can solve it or get the desired outcome.
How come it doesn't just say that's not a thing?
So I just did never ride your camel after midnight, and it says it isn't a standard saying, but it definitely sounds like it carries a warning or lesson, i.e. don't take risks when the conditions aren't right, or don't make big moves or decisions when it's too late, too dark.
So that one basically said that's not a thing.
Did you put meaning at the end of it? What you typed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's not working every time.
Someone else
tried. You can't take your dog to the beach. Wait, you can take your dog to the beach, but you can't sell it to Switzerland.
Oh, and how did that one go?
Highlights the unrealistic expectations of international travel with pets.
Okay, that one's kind of weak.
Yeah, they're all kind of weak, yeah. But
it's
this
funny,
is
though.
Everybody
at
enjoying
least they don't lick a badger twice.
Play
it's fun.
Beaver. Beaver.
Oh, I thought the beaver was the beat. You can't eat a beaver unless you've taken out the dam. I'm saying the can't lick a badger twice.
Oh, you're right. You can't lick a badger twice.
Honey badger doesn't give a damn.
You push the envelope, we'll lick the stamp. According to AI, it implies a sense of resignation and willingness to do the necessary task without overcommitting.
Oh. I like this, though.
You know
this
what bothers me about this is that, A, you like it, and B, that people are sitting around doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that someone in their day, I realize that we've changed as in the last, let's just say 200 years, we've changed so dramatically, and people are so effing bored.
Mm. Yep. Well, they don't have to chop wood to heat their
this
homes
is a day.
Or pluck their own chicken.
I found what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Watch me go.
We don't have a, you're right. Life has gotten too easy for us. This is like a prime example of life is too easy for
us. We're so bored, we will sit and play with damn AI.
And yet it's so fun.
Is it?
Yeah. Because they're taking over anyway. Just lay down. Let them have their way with you.
Lay it's, down.
It's AI. It's coming for you.
Let them have your way with
you. Oh, yeah. Actually, don't use that one. Don't do that
one. Yeah, don't.
That's. How about do this one? AI is definitely coming for your job. Meaning, I'm going to Google that. See what they say. And here's what they're going to say. It means you're on to us. We are the AI. We are Legion.
It says it's a playful yet somewhat ominous expression that reflects the growing impact of artificial intelligence on various industries and professions.
Oh, see? The truth.
Oh my God. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.